Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. This is Your Choices, Part 3, with Duane and Claudie. We are wonderful worldwide educators supporting the all-natural environment, supporting all of us. If you would like to learn more, you can go to our website, wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Kelsey Brown, Duane Heppner, Ava Shari, Valdez Beatles on Facebook or on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. I have Duane the Great Writer here, and we're waiting for Miss Claudette to hop on and share their experiences and what is taking place now.
Okay, Miss Kelsey, thank you. And here we go. We have another fun show, and we're just simply letting the public know in our own way what's going on. There's a whole lot going on in this world. I'm in California, so we have the funny fires out here, and they're really not so funny, and more people are becoming more aware of what's going on, and that's what we're all about. We're sharing how to become more aware, and this is a choice. It is a person's choice if they want to become more aware or simply just pretend that everything's fine here. Well, the earth is a place to learn from, but the whole of life is a lot bigger. And so today we're going to have some fun things to share. Miss Claudie Stockman should be here. Is she here yet? Do you see her yet, Kelsey?
She's not here yet. She is not here yet. We have some other people calling in. So anyone calling in, if you could just hang up, because we are actually only able to have a couple callers on. So the lines are taken up here for Duane and Claudie to do this show. So just go ahead and listen, everyone. Instead of calling in today, you can just listen free online, and we're just waiting for Claudie to get through here. She's having a little bit of trouble.
Okay. So, yes, today's show is about what we've been doing galactically. Claudie and I did several tapings, videos, talks with the Queen of Orion and all that. Well, we're surpassing that now, and we're dealing with the individuals on the Earth that are disrupting the most here. And so we're not harming anybody or anything like that. We're simply confronting them, and their karma is so huge that Rivazar and the real universal guides are putting them into the Phantom Zone. And so if people want to learn more about this, they just have to listen. We can provide more information or do the new you and see it on the real side with Rivazar. So I've made these requests as I continue this adventure. And so today we're going to be confronting, which has already been confronted, we're just going to tell the story of the four main controllers in the Joni Corporation in Minnesota, known as EconCon. And so, yes, we've got four main characters here. And Claudie, one at a time, is going to what took place on the real side. So is she here yet? Still waiting, Kelsey?
Claudie is still trying to call in. She's not here yet.
Okay, we can just keep waiting.
okay, it looks like she's putting in the wrong number, so I'm going to give her the correct number here.
Okay, well, this is an interesting show. Yes, there's always something going on. Please, everybody, I'm sure we'll re-edit this thing. So this is the live broadcast.
This will be available on my YouTube channel, which is Kelsey Lynn Brown, Lynn with an E. You can also go to my YouTube channel and listen to the two previous Your Choices shows with Joni's Corporation and Marjorie Passing Over, and the experiences of Joni's Corporation seminar. That's part one and part two, your choices, which are on my YouTube channel, Kelsey Lynn Brown, as we wait for Claudie here. And they're also on this Blog Talk radio station, which is Kelsey Lynn Brown also, your choices, part one and two. You're welcome to go listen and share those. So Claudia's going to try the new number now and see if she can get on. In the meantime, you can go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com and view the references written by Duane the Great Writer, some of the images created by Duane and Ava, and numerous SoundCloud recordings on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com of real side experiences around the world from individuals singing New You. You can also learn more about what we're doing with the All Natural Environment on newfoundation.club and the water that we are sharing and the microgreens we are sharing as we survive here on this planet Earth. So we're still waiting for Claudia to hop on here.
In the meantime, a few notes here. I saw you were watching that video, too. Someone put a video on Facebook, and Ava saw it, too. And we already know about this, the laser planes creating all the fires and destroying the homes in California here. It's horrendous. This is human farming Earth. And also they were showing a helicopter dropping fire. It looked like it was gasoline on fire, creating more forest fires. Someone from a plane filmed it. So again, all the evidence is there. This is why we've created this show called Your Choices. Most people are not aware that they keep agreeing with what's taking place on the planet, even though they don't want it to happen. They still continually support those who are destroying the planet and the natural environment. So it's a real wake-up call. The Earth is a particular place. It's a really an educational spot, but it's hard to get your real education going when you have to deal with all that's going on here. So a lot of distraction. And again, each individual decides how they want to wake up or not. There's more than just knowing what the governments are doing, but there's a bigger picture that's unseen, and so this is where we provide the new you, sing the new you, watch your real side experiences, and so this is what we're sharing today as Claudia comes on and all of us share what's going on the real side, too, that affects the Earth itself here. So are we getting close to her, Kelsey?
Looks like Miss Claudia is here.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, Claudia, we're here. Okay, we're all set for you. Go ahead and explain. Start off with the four characters in the Joni Corporation and with Ree Bizarre and what took place the other night on the real side. We'll, that's part one, then we'll get to the second part.
Okay. Yes, sir. My name is Claudette, and I've had some unusual experiences during the dream state at night, and we call it the real side. In mine that happened this last few days, I met with Revisar Tars and Paul, and they took me on an adventure. And this was the adventure. It was in a dream, and it started out with Peter Skelsky, Susan Miller, and Harold and Joan, members of the Joni Corporation. And they were brought to courtroom. What it looked like was very formal. There was a very tall judge's desk. It was about 10 feet tall, and behind it was Ree Bizarre Tars dressed in judge's robe, sitting on a very high chair. On the floor where I was standing, to the right side of this bench or desk, was Paul, and he was dressed as an officer, like a bailiff in a courtroom, but he was holding a very unusual object. It was to me. It was a rod or a dowel about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter, and it was made of like glass or clear lucite. It was almost invisible, and he was holding this by his side. It was about 3 feet long, so you could see it. It kind of glowed, but it was something he held. Appearing before this large desk were the characters Susan Miller, Peter Skelsky, and Harry and Joni from the Joni Corporation. Rivazar Tarz spoke to each one individually. First to Susan Miller. He, and I'm just repeating his words, this is what I saw, so this is all I can tell you. The conversation went sort of like this. Susan, you have been supportive of all the activities, and he used the word criminal activities, that has been going on and fostered by me and Harry. They have damaged the earth and have hurt the people on it. Because of your support to their agenda, you are being escorted to the Phantom Zone. And this is a place that is devoid of light and sound. Being in that zone, you start shrinking. And you shrink to a point, if you're long enough, to dust. And you re-enter creation again as a new being. All that you have learned is lost, and all the wisdom that you had gained in this creation on the planet Earth is lost. And you start over again. Thousands of lifetimes. Sorry to sneeze. Next was Peter Skelsky. And this gentleman stood very staunchly, very, very solid. And he appeared very, I guess you could say, unimpressed by what was going on, the proceedings that were going on. He kind of looked at it like it was a joke. Anyway, Rivazar Tarz addressed him and said, Peter, because you have supported Joni and Harold in their adventure of noncompliance and helped hurting the planet Earth and hurting the people and animals and plants and the nature itself of this planet, this beautiful planet. It does have beautiful parts, but they're being destroyed moment by moment according to what the cabal or the elites who don't want this place to survive. It's being destroyed. And Joni and Harry have helped with this destruction. Rivazar said to Peter, because you have supported Joni and Harry, your compliance with their agenda has earned you placement in the Phantom Zone. Now, he went on to Harry with the same address, and finally to Joni with the same address. After he finished talking to each one, he said, you do have a small amount of time. The dream took place last week, Monday today at noon. If they did not redress their stance of helping them to destroy this planet, they would be escorted to the Phantom Zone by Paul, who was, again, standing to the right of the desk and holding this dowel or rod that was almost invisible but was clear and it glowed. When we were visiting this dream, this creation, both, all four of the people were very adamant that they were not to be trifled with. And they stood steadfastly in their belief that what they were doing was okay. And Rivazar Tarz again addressed him and said, in no way can you justify your criminal actions against those who live on this planet and this planet itself. You are hurting them. Mm-hmm. And will whom out the next scene was that Rivazar sent a notion to Paul to send them. Each one was going to be sentenced till at noon today, so they may be here. If they did not recant their actions, if they did not turn to pure intent of helping this planet and the people that have been hurt, they would be sentenced. Now, there was a third person in this party of Paul Rivazar, and this person was under the name of Albert. And he was given the direction to talk to these four people anytime in the next 3 months. If they thought about it after staying in the Phantom Zone for that time, they would be allowed to speak to this Albert person and ask to speak to Rivazar and Paul again. Otherwise, they would be in complete darkness, complete silence, to allow them to reconsider what they have done, to think about staying in this Phantom Zone for eternity until they turn to dust. Paul went forward to each person and touched their forehead, and as he did with this rod, they disappeared instantly into the Phantom Zone. And that's where they are now, unless they recanted their actions and chose to help the planet and the people they harmed. But it had to be with pure intent and done with all of their agreement, Rivazar. Duane has allowed this to happen because the planet is in trouble. The people are in trouble and they are hurting. And these are innocent people and children, especially the children. As we went through this procedure, time was shown to speed up because these four individuals needed to think. They were given flashes of insight into the dastardly deeds that they did. But again, in all creation, there's always an opportunity to change your viewpoint, your position. If you change your position from evil deeds to helping the planet and the all-natural environment and to be like the sun shining, you earned your way out of the Phantom Zone. So that's where they are right now today. If they had not recanted and they have been given every opportunity to change a position from destruction to saving the planet Earth and the people there. And that's point one. Would you like me to go to part two now?
Hold on, Claudia. Yeah, and that with the four of them, Susan Miller, Peter Skalski, Harold Klemp, and then Joan Klemp, at the point when Rivazar came to Joni, she completely turned her back to him, didn't she?
Yes, she turned around from his position at the high, behind the high desk. She showed her insolence and her contempt of anything that he was saying by simply turning around and showing him her back. She did not offer any grace. She did not have any grace at all. There was no light about her. She was simply a dark entity. And she showed her defiance and her ignorance and her steadfastness that he had no power over her. She was very arrogant in this gesture. And so she earned her way into the Phantom Zone. And when Paul touched her head, she disappeared with the others. And I imagine she was very surprised that she could be so sentenced.
Like the Queen of Orion. So again, yes, arrogance comes first. And most people don't know the real side because they just look at the false front that's created with the takeover corporation since Paul's time. It's been all taken over. And so people buy the marketing phenomena, which is fine. It's their choice. They have the right to do that. And we have the right to share this because these are some of the destroyers on the planet. We're going to go through a lot of them here. And we're not doing anything to them. They've earned their way, just like you said. They've accumulated so much unbelievable karma that it's at a point to where, you know what, we don't need them. And Joni, you know, she is, in this scene, she's showing this on this real side experience with Rebazar and Paul and the real guides. She's demonstrating exactly who she is. This is her real intent. This is the real side of her. Just like a person wears a nice suit to work, or the politicians are up there making pretty speeches, but it's their agenda and their intent that becomes the reality of what they're doing, not just because they say pretty words. And so if the member shrimps want to continue to pretend that everything's okay with Puppet Master Harry, because Harry looks to Joni, she controls everything, that's their choice. That's fine. We're just letting people know that you can get rid of your tap lines because Joni is with the Cabal, the One World Order. She is reptilian. She is with the reptilian god, Callum. And so when people look to the gods, they're looking to the reptilians because the reptilians created the god idea. So again, Paul started off there, but it's a new day. It's a new moment. That was the babysitting days. This is a new moment. So in this, I requested two parts, and the next part was the chemtrail pilots in the United States and how they're destroying everything. So part two becomes a gathering. And, yeah, go ahead and explain that part, Claudie.
Okay. There's something I need to add to the part one. In a normal courtroom or what you would see as a normal courtroom, there is a place designated for the jury. And in my dream vision, the jury box was to the right of Rebazar Tarr's position at this large desk. Then back of that, or in the courtroom, there is a railing. And back of that railing is where the witnesses are placed or seated. In the dream, this area where the witnesses were positioned was so large from the people that have been tap-lined by Harry and Joni and Peter and Susan. It was so large that it was like a football stadium of 100,000 people. All of these people were in that room as witnesses telling their side of what was done to them. They suffered many illnesses, cancer, losses of life, limbs, various terrible deeds were done to them under the auspices of Joni's agenda. So it wasn't just a scene out of a movie. There were many people involved, and they were given a chance to present their suffering, and for Joni and Harry and Susan and Peter to look at what they did. The tap lining is a real experience. And it is most terrible. and it is used indiscriminately to say that there was over 100,000 people there. It was a most magnificent sight to see these people standing up and having the courage to step forth and explain their position and to be released from the tap line. As they gave up their position of admiring or supporting Barry and Joni, they were released from that terrible affliction. Okay, on to part two. Part two has to deal with the chemtrails that are being sprayed on this planet. If you look up in the sky and you see chemtrails from planes, if it was a normal emission from a plane, it would be like water vapor, and it would dissolve in a few minutes. But chemtrails made of chemtrail dust, smart dust, and chemicals that are incorporated in the mixture that is sprayed from these planes last for hours or days. And this stuff, this dust floats down to the earth. It floats on the water, it floats on the plants, it floats onto the people and the animals, so that the area that it comes down on is thoroughly doused with terrible agents that are not good for humans. It is very bad for us. One of the things about smart dust, it is made of minuscule or minute particles, atoms, that collect together when they are inhaled into a human body. They are pre-programmed and already in operation when we breathe them in. And no city and no place on this planet has absence of smart dust, because it can for days and weeks and months and even years. And it is circulated around the planet in the atmosphere. So there's no escaping it. It's there all the time. It is a computer-generated organism with a preset program to collect when other parts are inhaled into a body or ingested in a body by food or water. As this happens, then you become subject to what's in your body. And people have seen some of this in the Magellan disease, where there are strings that appear to move. Again, this smart dust is put out by planes from the government and civilian corporations. These planes that emit this smart dust and chemicals that are part of the mission, not for our best interest. And it is very dangerous. Anyway, in part two, Duane sees the terrible plight of this planet and the people on it being subjected to this terrible phenomena. He has worked with Ribazar and Paul to end it. And this group, these three gentlemen, have come up with is from happening. And because of the terrible nature of this crime, these pilots have been also sent before the judge. And they have been given the same opportunity to stop what they're doing, because it is a criminal act against the planet and the people and the creatures living on it. They have to stop. So they have been given the opportunity. They will be escorted to the Phantom Zone within a week. They have a week to decide by Friday noon. This is the opportunity they have to think about what they've done, to research for themselves, to see what's happening and what's going on. They know, and the people that have sent these pilots out in these planes preloaded with this chemical smart dust solution to spray out in the atmosphere. They don't even sometimes have knowledge of when it is done. It is all pre-programmed and pre-arranged to have this done on their flight plan. So many pilots are innocent, and they will be given an opportunity to see how to stop doing what they're doing. It is known that some pilots are threatened with harm to their families. So special situations will be set up to protect them and their loved ones. But they must stop doing what they're doing in some manner. And it is from their pure intent to help save this planet, the people, and the creatures living on it. Everything in these court trials and courtrooms that Rivasar and Paul are in, with all the Kim pilots in front of them, and there are thousands of them. Some know, and they don't care. They don't care that they're spraying out a deep death and destruction. They don't care, and they have left their hearts open to suggestion. And they are also cap-lined. They do this, and they have an opportunity to stop doing this by agreeing with us that we need to save the planet and to save the environment. So each pilot that is in charge of a plane that sprays this solution in the atmosphere was given an opportunity to, this whole time this week, to think about what they've done, to research, and to figure out a way to stop doing it. You don't have to do evil. You can stop. That's all we're supporting at this moment, stopping this. Anyway, again, the courtroom with each pilot, like it did with Susan and Peter and Harry and Joni, they were each told, you have committed a crime against this planet and nature of the people and the creatures living here. It is a death sentence. And the sentence for this crime and penalty is escorting you to the Phantom Zone. Each pilot was shown exactly what the Phantom Zone is like. They were shown what devoid of light, L-I-G-H-T, light, devoid of sound, and to be completely alone, and to stay there until they reconsidered their position and decided to take up the position of helping this planet with Rivasar and Paul and Duane and all the guides. They're there to help us, and they will help us if we turn and ask. But we must turn and ask, and it must be pure intent from their heart. Each individual pilot was given this opportunity. Again, Paul was standing there with the rod that I just could say was made of glowing light. And they saw what happened. The pilots saw what happened to Susan and Peter and Harry and Joni. So they knew what was going to happen to them. And it wasn't a sentence that was easily carried out. It took a lot of work because each person was given an opportunity to stop. All they had to do was ask, turn and ask, and present the pure intention of their heart. We'll go on all of this week until Friday noon. At that time, if they have not shown their pure intention, then they will be escorted to the Phantom Zone. And it is not a joke. It is not a farce. It is not even a cartoon. It is a real experience, but a most desperate one that no one should experience. But something has to be done. And Duane and Rivasar and Paul have stepped forward to help us and to save this planet. We're in desperate times. We need all the help we can get. And again, these chemtrail pilots can be released from the cap line. All they have to do is present their pure intent. So now we have to go through this week and Friday is coming about very soon, and this will be the fate of the pilot. Now, again, in this courtroom, Rivazar was behind a very tall desk in wearing judge's robes. Paul was standing to his right at the ground level in a officer's uniform, a police officer's uniform, carrying this device that was a 3-foot-long rod that glowed very, very softly of what pure white light. Again, there was the gentleman, Albert, who was instructed to be available to talk to any of the pilots to tell them what's happening from his experiences, because he's experienced it. And it is his way of earning his way out of the sentence that he has done. So everybody has a chance to choose a different position, to choose to help. Everybody has a chance until noon Friday. So that is what happened in part two. And also, again, the witnesses in the witness section of the courtroom were millions. Millions of people have been harmed by this smart dust. Millions of creatures, animals, plants, birds, fishes, everything. The planet itself sent a representative to say, you are killing me, you are destroying me, and it doesn't have to happen. So little by little, we can all survive. All we have to do is to stand firm with the real guides and the all is. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudie. We're probably off the air right now, Kelsey, but we still have a few minutes to record. Is that right?
We are off the air, and I'm not sure if it's still recording. We're still all on the phone and in the queue, so it may be. I won't know until we hang up here or it kicks me off.
Okay, so we have a few minutes because we have 15 minutes, right? So I just wanted to explain, if it's recorded, otherwise we'll re-record it, what's taking place here on the real side. So each one of us is a real awareness in the whole of life. And in creation, we take on 5 bodies. Okay, so what is happening in this real side experience is that the individual with their other bodies are being taken into the phantom zone, and the physical body can still exist because it's on automatic. It's a creation that we each create our bodies, and it's on automatic, so it can still appear to be doing what it's doing because it's already has its routine going. So it would seem that everything's okay, but the real individual is gone into the phantom zone. And through all those lifetimes they've accumulated, this can be thousands and millions, to get to a point to where they become aware and have the opportunity to become aware of the whole of life, well, they regress into back into like an atom. The awareness is never destroyed or hurt. It's just that all that experience, accumulated experience, vanishes, like the Queen of Orion that we did some talks on last year or whatever, and explained this also. These individuals have been horrendous. This is just part of it because of what has taken place on the planet. And I'm sure that the chemtrail pilots will be seen up there still doing what they're doing. The bodies will be walking around. Just like anything, just like a machine that's on automatic, until, you know, the events of their causes catch up to them. And each person's going to be of a particular, all of a sudden something's going to happen because their karma catches up to them or whatever. Nobody gets away with anything. And we're all here for one reason, and that is this is a real education in creation and to wake up to eventually recognize the whole of life. But in the meantime, there's a lot going on, so enough's enough. The planet's being destroyed, so we're doing something here. We're actually not harming anybody. What we are doing is just simply displacing these people, putting them into another area so that they don't harm others. And so more so than the law enforcement here and the physical, because everything is cloaked and deceptive and et cetera, these things are not seen. But behind the scenes, the reality of what the individual is doing. You know, it's kind of like a person driving a car with all black windows. You can't see who's driving the car, but you do see the car. And so you do see the bodies, and you do see what's going on. But the real individual, the real awareness, that is what is being put into the phantom zone. So that individual, even though the personal self is not aware of that, because we have created our personal self as such that the personal self takes over. But there's really two parts to you, even though you have five bodies. So there's a lot more to this. Suggest people to go to Worldwide Educators, contact Kelsey Brown, etc. You'll learn a lot more about this, more so than just being one-dimensional here. So this is our part. This is our adventure. We're doing our little part for the Earth. We'll see what happens from here. You got it, Kelsey. Did you want to say anything else?
You can listen to this show on blogtalkradio.com/KelseyLynnBrown, Lynn with an E, and it will also be on Kelsey Lynn Brown YouTube channel, parts 1, 2, and this is part 3. You can go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, purchase the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer and the True Courses, and find many more references. Join our Skype calls worldwide. We have a Become Involved tab on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com that shows our Skype times around the world. You are welcome to get involved and contact us all on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and share this recording around.